All right, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. This is the second episode. Thank you very much. 4 months left of center. Almost 200 views. Glenn, stop it. All right. We have quite a few people on the show today. We have, of course, myself, Ben Russo, everybody's favorite. So, big yeah.
Boring.
Aw. And then we also have Ryan Richards, who's eating peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We have Bobby Scott-Safava, who's not going to dominate the show today.
What up, what up?
And we have Zian on the soundboard. That's what he thinks of himself. Very good. And all the way from South Korea, about to be bombed any second by Kim Jong-un, we have Glenn. Glenn, everybody. Glenn Lloyd.
Hello.
Very good. Very good. Yes. So, as always, we're going to start the show with pizza or pasta. One of our favorite segments. So, was that you, Glenn?
I thought that was my cue.
No. You don't never play the Perfect Stranger song, please.
Okay.
Yeah. So, everybody, pizza or pasta, what do you feel like today? I just had pizza, and I actually really enjoyed it, so I think I'm going to go for pizza. I would like more pizza. Bobby, what are you
going to double up?
Yeah, I'm going to double up. Bobby, what are you in the mood for, pizza or pasta?
Right now?
Yeah.
Situationally, I usually go for pizza.
Yeah.
Because I can eat a lot of pizza
yeah.
in one sitting.
Mm.
That's probably the food I can eat the most of in
yeah.
one sitting. But right now, I would have to go for pasta. My grown-up taste. My grown-up palate says pasta.
Very, very good. Ryan, pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Glenn, pizza or pasta?
Can I get the salad?
No, it's got to be pizza or pasta.
I'm going to steer clear of the pizza. Last time I had a whole pizza, I had to go to hospital.
Zian, pizza or pasta?
I'm going to have to go with the ultimate combination of pasta on top of the pizza.
Can we allow that, Ryan?
Yeah. Pizza.
Sure. All right, we can allow that. That's, sure. I guess that's an allowable. I guess we'll allow that. All right, so
everybody... I'm sure it exists in Italy.
Thank you. Last week I chose a number, and of course everybody's very excited to figure out what number that was. Now just take 1 second and try and remember what number you guys picked last week. The number that I picked was... the number 17!
Which Kevin...
Holy shit!
The
number 17.
Which Kevin guessed.
Which actually was very surprising because it was between 1 and 5,000 and Kevin got it.
What does he win?
He wins a big pat on the back. That's what he wins.
That's
it's going to be a loud pat on the back. We're going to hear it.
Yeah, well, he's not here, though. Maybe next week he'll get a pat on the back. I'll probably buy him a beer. He'd probably appreciate that more, actually. All right, Glenn, so we had an idea for a segment where it's Glenn meets the special guest of the week. So for the next 10 minutes, you and Bobby and Ryan, because you haven't really met, the three of you are just going to go one-on-one and have a natural, flowing conversation. So please go.
Just go.
Just go.
All right, fair enough. Boom.
There. So, opium shits, huh? Go on.
Yeah, me and Ryan both have them. I guess I'll just get into mine first because, you know, Ryan, I think it might top me a little bit. Just because you'll hear it from his side of the story. But okay, anyways, I was a pretty relatively heavy opiate addict about 4 or so years ago. And this one time in particular, I would say about 3 weeks, maybe a month passed, where I didn't pass. With a fucking soundboard guy. Yeah, 3 weeks, possibly. Probably 3 weeks, not a month, but 3 straight weeks, not shitting. And I knew it had to happen, but I kept pushing it off because I wasn't going to stop doing the shit, and that's what's plugging me up in the first place.
Did your skin tone, did you turn like all pale and shit? Were you sweating a lot?
I was pale already because I was just a dope fiend, fucking junkie, you know, so I didn't really notice it. And I avoided mirrors a lot at that stage of the game, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't really look at myself if I happened to brush my teeth that fucking third Sunday of the month. You know, so at any rate, it's about to come. My junky water had just broken, so to speak. And I knew that this thing was coming, whether or not I was ready for it. And so I go to the bathroom, and I knew it was going to be a battle. So I have my fucking smartphone in hand ready to surf the web as I fucking give birth. And I'm about 3 centimeters dilated. And I sit down, I'm on the toilet, and I actually put my fingers up inside my butt cheeks, like inside my crack. And I'm feeling around the out outside of my anus, or on the outer circle of my asshole.
I just walked in.
It's like trying to vomit.
It's very similar. Very similar. Okay, good. You're painting a good picture here. So I can feel there's like this big ball, and it feels like adobe clay. I don't know if you guys have ever dug before, dug deep in the dirt.
It's just what it
dug
is,
in the
yeah.
ground, you know, dug a ditch
I've
or something.
I've never dug.
You never dug. Okay, well, if you've dug a ditch, sometimes you come across adobe clay. You hit clay, and it's really hard.
Shit
it's like
gets
clay.
Condensed.
At any rate, so I'm feeling this massive ball that feels like clay, and I can't get it out. There's no, you know, there's not enough lube in the world. And so I start forming and forging the outside of my butthole to kind of push this big ball to flatten it and push the flat part down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was like 3 hours of doing that, and I finally am just about done, and I go to wipe, and there's shit and a lot of blood on the toilet paper.
Did you use a laxative?
I had money, and it was for one kind of medication, and it sure as hell wasn't fucking laxative.
Okay.
God damn it. I had the medication to heal my pain once I was done taking this shit. So.
Well, you gotta get under that. Do you think the prune juice would have helped? You know, with the pulp? Like,
well, what happens is you're constipated. You're constipated for, you know, the duration of your opiate taking. And then once you stop taking them, you don't need laxative. It's just the fact that the shit is so large and condensed. It'll come out on its own. You have the need to shit. The problem is that the door isn't big enough to fit the couch in, you know, it's just like, it just comes out. So, yeah.
Is it a brown couch?
No.
It's a brown couch.
Is it a blue door?
Get some soundboard in. Yeah, so I had the same experience. I was hooked on Norco and just, you know, I was trying to do the laxative, but I'm only worried about the drugs. I'm also just kind of like a kind of scattered person anyway, so I was just not timing it right. So I was thinking like, you know, oh, I should take a shit every 3 days, you know. And then, you know, about a week passed, and I wasn't thinking about it. It's like, yeah, I haven't taken a shit in damn near, you know, 9 days. And then I was doing the poppy tea, and this is kind of like a legal opiate that you get off the internet. The poppy tea, you order online, so you have to wait for the shipping. So obviously I'm just writing pissed off emails to this guy in Florida, like, you know, where's my poppy tea? He's allegedly selling it for decoration, and I'm just telling him I really need the decoration, like, right now. And then, so
my fucking fireplace is looking naked here.
I didn't catch it. But back to the shit story. Where was I? So yeah, anyway, I was living with Ben at the time, and I had ordered the poppy tea. It just hadn't arrived. So I was going through this kind of cycle where I'd get withdrawals like every, you know, week because I couldn't manage the shipping. And so it had been 3 days, and, you know, I hadn't taken a shit in like 9 days. The poppy tea was due to arrive any minute, and then suddenly it just hit. I was at my mom's house. My mom's like very, very stressful person. And I was over there, and suddenly I just had an emergency. I have to take a shit. And so I was like, oh, I'm just going to use your bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and it was just like, yeah, it was like giving birth. And I was on the toilet, and finally it was just like, you know, I have no empathy for women giving birth because I know what that feeling is, and I've gone through it, and so I've conquered it.
What kind of noises did you make?
I didn't make any noises, but I made a noise of relief, because once it came out, I heard the dump. Like, it's like you take a brick and you just throw it into a swimming pool. And so I heard the dump, and then I was just in a huge amount of relief, and I wiped, and there was no shit, it was just blood. And then, so then I flushed, like an idiot, I just flushed it. And it went down after a couple of flushes, and I thought, all right, well, that's good,
that's
fine. I told my mom, all right, I'm gonna take off now. See you later. I get home, and the poppy tea had arrived, so I was, like, in heaven. I'd released myself of all the shit.
Were you and your daughter?
All right, we're going to edit that one out. But,
his name is Heaven. Sorry.
So anyway, then I get back to my mom, or I get back to Ben's house. You know, the poppy tea's there. I'm brewing up the poppy tea. I take the poppy tea. My mom calls me, and she's like, Ryan, my toilet is not flushing. And, you know, I was like, oh, well, just keep trying. And then she was like, okay, I'll keep trying. And then I take the poppy tea, I'm feeling great. And then she calls back and she says, Ryan, I've been trying to plunge the toilet for a half hour. And, you know, I'm panicking. You destroyed my toilet. And I'm doped up, so I'm just like,
it's cool, you know, don't worry about it, everything's fine, life goes on, toilets, you know, sometimes they flush. And then she calls me back after about another 20 minutes and she says, Ryan, I spent 45 minutes trying to plunge the toilet and I finally got it fixed and what released was the biggest shit I have ever seen. And she said, quote, it is the size of a softball and the density of a cinder block. And I was like, oh, all right. And then, so, you know, I told her, like, yeah, I don't know, I guess I had a little bit of constipation issue, that, you know. She told me I need to see a doctor. And then, you know, I said, like, no, it's fine, don't worry about it, everything's cool. And then I hung up, and then she called me up, and she said that she called my dad, and he's on his way over to take a look at the shit, which she had put into a plastic bag. And then I got a call from my dad, and my dad calls me up. He says, Ryan, I've seen the shit, and I agree with your mother. You have to see a doctor. And I was still doped up, you know, I'm just like, and that's the gist of it, you know. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Did they put it in the freezer?
I think she did put it in the fridge, actually. She kept it for a while, because she said the shit was so enormous and it had blood on it. And she wanted to take, her intentions were to take the shit and bring it to the doctor, who would have just told my mom, obviously, that your son's hooked on opiates. You know, so,
Who does that?
Bridget Richards.
Takes the shit out of the toilet. What the fuck is wrong with your mom?
I've learned since then, because I've taken, like, larger shits, even, because I was, after the poppy tea, I started doing Norco. And I had a similar thing. But I've learned since then, you don't flush it, you just...
Shit.
You just have to bite the bullet, and you have to take the shit out of the toilet with, like...
Mine flushed. I don't know. Mine flushed. But I forged mine. You didn't forge yours.
Yeah, I didn't break it
up. That's why
you
had all blood. You gotta be...
I wasn't...
You're just passing it, dude. That sucks.
You gotta be smart about these things.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't seen... yeah, I had no...
You gotta be willing to get your hands dirty. Maybe scoop up in there and fish hook it out a little bit.
Well, I think I remember, you know, like... trying to do that. I remember, like, going down there, and it's almost like, you know...
Hold on, did you stick your finger in your butt?
I stick my finger near my butt
in
and realized that there was something massive coming out of it, and it's almost like when a doctor is going, like, I can see the head.
Actually, this morning I had a shit, and I'd completely forgotten what I ate the night before, and I had a... You know, when you see fucking blood in your shit, the first thing I think of is, great, I got the bowel cancer, you know, or some shit like that.
I always have blood in my shit.
Really? Yeah, but you've got
Because you go to the bathroom.
Do you tear your anus every single time you fart?
I think so.
He doesn't really have that. He just, you know, it's an act.
No, it's not.
Dramatic fit.
Well,
Ryan likes to think that everything is an act.
Well, okay, no, hold on.
No, you do. Whenever I get stoned, it's an act. Whenever I get drunk, it's an act. Whenever I fart and it hurts, it's an act. It's all an act.
Yeah,
right?
Those three are acts. I mean, let's look at this. Ben, you know, okay, for the audience, Ben, every time he farts, he goes like, oh!
It hurts.
It hurts like, you know, like somebody just stabbing a dagger straight into his asshole.
Yeah.
If he actually had that, like, medical syndrome,
yeah.
For as long as he's had it, he'd be dead. He'd be a dead guy, right?
Well, what do you say, like, there's going to be one last fart and then that's
oh,
it?
Yeah, right. If it was actually like that, there would be one last fart where it's just like... That's his last one, and it kills him. So it'd just be like, and then he'd
be
dead. Exactly. He'd be dead, and then we'd all be saying we should have listened.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't really.
We should have
done
something about
anyway,
that.
So
we knew that was a problem.
Glenn, I have an idea. I want to have you face off against Ryan in a battle of wits, if you will, a trivia game. Would you be willing to do that with Ryan? I prepared.
Can I forfeit and just concede immediately?
No, I prepared the questions, and I'd like you to try.
This will be stacked against me, I'm sure. So
no,
you're fine,
it's not going to be stacked against you. We don't have buzzers, per se. So, Glenn, when you want to answer the question, you say Ryan. And Ryan, when you want to answer the question, you say Ben. Okay?
Glenn.
That makes
sense. Or you say Glenn. That's right. You say Glenn. Thank you, Ryan. Okay, number one. You ready, Glenn? You ready, Ryan?
I'm ready.
Ready, Glenn?
Wait a minute, I'm Ryan.
Well, you are Glenn, but you have to answer Ryan.
Oh, but I'm still Glenn, though.
You're still Glenn.
Okay, all right.
Now, question number one. On what day is Australia Day celebrated?
Ryan.
Yeah.
No, I want Ryan to answer.
No, that's your buzz-in.
Oh, yeah, it's 26th of January.
Very good, 1 point. 1 point to Glenn, 0 points to Ryan.
Well, that's unfair.
Yeah. All
right, good job. All right, 1-0. Going on to the next question. In what year were the Olympics most recently held in Australia?
Ryan.
Yeah?
2000?
No, that's wrong.
Glenn.
Yeah.
2002.
No, that's wrong too. Bonus follow-up question that either of you can get because nobody got it right. In what city was it held? It was 2004. In what city was it held?
Ryan.
Yep.
Sydney.
Very good. That's 2 points. 2 points. 2 points.
Boring.
All right. Okay. Question number three. What do you call a baby kangaroo?
Ryan.
Glenn, he got it. Ryan got it first.
Isn't it a Joey?
Very good. 2-1. 2-1. Good job. All right. Question number four. Who is the current Prime Minister of Australia?
This is very unfair.
Why?
This does seem unfair. I've got I seem to have an advantage.
I don't think so.
The guy lives in Australia.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he grew up in Australia.
All right, fine.
Yeah,
no more. Okay. All right, after this, there'll be no more Australia questions, all right? You happy? He lives in South Korea. No more Australia questions. Glenn, you wanted to answer that one, though. Who is the current Prime Minister of Australia?
Julia Gillard.
Very good. Julia Gillard. Everybody knows that one.
Well, hold on, wait. That took a surprising amount of time.
Well, Glenn's not.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. All right, Glenn 3, Ryan 1. Ready? Name 4 South Korean cities.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Daegu.
Yeah.
Busan.
Yeah.
You're gonna edit. I know you're gonna end up editing this whole segment out.
It's a great.
Seoul.
Yeah.
Jinju.
Very good. Very good.
You have
4. Glenn 4. Ryan 1. Okay.
Wake up, Ryan! Come on, man.
Get my head in the game.
Alright.
The hell?
Next question.
I've been a friend.
What is Glenn's sister's name?
Glenn.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Nope. Glenn, you want to try and answer that one?
It's Jackie!
Very good. Glenn 5,
Ryan.
You
didn't say
Ryan,
so that way.
Glenn 5.
That means I get the
point. Okay, this is the last question. We'll make this worth 5 points. 5 points. So Ryan, you're still in this, okay? If you get the right answer to this one, you could win it. 6-5. What is Glenn's favorite drink?
Ryan.
Yeah.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Vodka martini.
Nope. Glenn?
It actually is. It's a vodka martini.
Ah,
I just really have.
Damn.
No, it's not.
Big victory on that.
Wait, no, it's not. You serious? Glenn?
We'll give that one to him.
I was going to have you answer Dr. Whiskey because that's your favorite drink, and then I was going to tell you you were wrong, and I was going to say absinthe.
Well, it didn't go over well.
Yeah.
It obviously didn't go over well.
Okay. Well, Glenn, Ryan wins, I guess, then. Ryan, you won.
Big victory there.
So there you go. Congratulations.
It's subtle.
Okay. So, as I said last week, I wanted some listeners to... to tell us what they think of the show. And so I've actually written down here all of the feedback that I got, and I was thinking that I'd read each quote and then we'd talk about it. So this is from Ryan Long, who's a guy who I haven't seen since high school. Ryan, have you seen him since high school?
No.
He's going to high school with, we're Facebook friends, so that's about it. Seems like a cool guy. He wrote, and I quote, "I'm having way too much fun listening to this, and I've never had Nutella."
Oh, yeah, he's commenting on one of the parts that was actually cut, right?
You cut out the Nutella part?
No, I heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, right. That was just an idea. You guys never actually recorded it.
No, we recorded it. Ryan,
it might have been cut.
Ryan
we'll
went
cut
back,
this part out, too.
Ryan went back and cut a lot of the show without asking me about it and hurt my feelings, actually. So.
Yeah, I told him it won't happen again.
It won't. It won't. You're damn right. Okay, this is Angela Todd, formerly known as Angela Beebe. I actually listened to the 30 minutes of this, and it was kind of funny.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, that's a hell of a review.
Kind of funny for episode 1? Fuck yeah.
That's all we were going for episode 1, so we're happy with that. Plus, she's a nurse.
Lots of dead air in this one.
Matt Hadley wrote The Ben Russo Show in quotation marks with Ryan Richards.
I don't get it.
He's saying that I'm the best part of the show.
Oh,
Sheldon Donaldson, remember in White or Black? Remember in White or Black we did Sheldon Donaldson? He actually commented and he wrote one word, which was epic.
Very good.
So he liked it. Kevin Frisk. This is from Kevin Frisk. Kevin Frisk wrote, Ryan sucks a fat cock. What a disgusting piece of shit.
Alright, well, Kevin Frisk didn't actually say that.
That's right here on the paper.
It's right there on the paper, but it's all part of this, like... Let's boil Ryan's blood bullshit.
No.
But
I'm just saying what Kevin Frisk said.
I know
it's
Kevin Frisk. And I know he wouldn't say that. So.
Well then why how did this get on the paper?
You physically wrote it on the paper.
Yeah, but because alright. Ben Hill, brother of Alex Hill, wrote it was pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Sam Evans, my British friend, wrote I like how you guys really do just talk shit the whole time.
Yeah.
So someone likes that kind of back and forth banter. Ryan.
He's talking about in general. He didn't even listen to the fucking book.
That could be true. Ryan Kirkpatrick wrote, "Love the podcast."
That's...
Simple yet effective message.
These are
love.
Yeah. Love. Zian actually wrote something. Zian, you wrote. What did you write here? You remember what you wrote?
Oh, I wrote, Ryan can suck a dick.
Almost. You
something,
wrote
something like that.
You wrote, if I have to hear that Ryan Richards open his mouth one more time, I'm going to blow my vagina off with a shotgun.
He's insulting both of us.
That was Zian there. He wrote that. Peggy Holsklaw wrote, I'll give it a listen tomorrow. That was on Thursday.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. Nathaniel Zach wrote, great podcast, looking forward to the next one. So those are pretty good reviews. What do you think, Ryan?
They're pretty good reviews, yeah.
Were you happy with the general feedback we got from the show?
I was, it's standard reviews, and obviously Ben inputted, added some additional fake reviews, and it was an ambush, but at least it was a failed ambush, because it didn't really go over very well. That's, I mean...
The whole range there. You've got pretty good ranging all the way to epic and love.
Oh yeah,
love.
We've got mixed reviews, you know, but at least the negatives are untrue. So we got that going for me.
The negatives weren't. What part is untrue? I don't understand.
I like how the negatives are mainly written by us.
Yeah. The negatives seem to be all against me.
Yeah.
What's going on here? I don't get it. Is it possibly Ben's making them up?
No. Well, there was some good feedback, and then there was some negative feedback. I only got good feedback. Next segment. Status updates. I took about 2 hours and went through all my best old status updates, and I want you guys to either give these status updates a thumbs up or a thumbs down. So, Zian, you can partake in this. Glenn and Ryan, please give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and I'll read you the status update. Glenn has already given me a thumbs up. He likes Sandia. Okay. Status update number one. I wrote this last year. I was thinking it would be funny if movies or books switched names with other movies or books. For example, imagine if The Diary of Anne Frank was titled Jurassic Park. Ryan, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Glenn?
Like three quarters down.
Three quarters down. Zian? Thumbs up. Okay. Mixed reviews. On Thanksgiving, I wrote, I'm thankful for my penis. And then a comment on that was my friend Sebastian commented, it's the little things that count. Thumbs up. Ryan, you actually gave that a like, so you gave that a thumbs up.
Well,
at the time.
All right, fair enough.
So you gave it a thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up from Glenn, Zian? Three thumbs ups. All right, very good. Here's one. After a long debate, I believe the best band name I ever came up with was Searching... for a clitoris on that 13-year-old boy.
How many people, I wonder, have hidden Ben on Facebook?
That's a thumbs up from Glenn, I see. Ryan?
I thumbs down. But
And Zian. Two thumbs up, it sounds like. Zian likes my status updates. Okay, very good. Let's see. Wouldn't it be great if they renamed potato chips? I was thinking they could name them Ass Salad.
I'm picturing the guy who hardly knows you, who's seen like the fifth one of these, and is just like, all right, the guy, that's it, that's the last one.
So Ryan, are we saying thumbs up or thumbs down?
I mean, it's not even a thumbs up or thumbs down. It's just kind of like,
well, it has to be.
It's a straight thumb, you know, going to the right or left.
So you're saying it's an indifferent thumb.
It's an indifferent thumb, you know.
So we have one essentially non-vote. Glenn is doing a weird two indifferent thumbs, one out to the right, one out to the left, by combining his hands. Okay? And Zian?
Boring.
All right, I guess he doesn't like that one. The next one. Am I the only person who believes that 9/11 was a plot by Oprah Winfrey to cure erectile dysfunction in marsupials?
I'm going to give it a thumbs down, again, for the same reason, which is that it's not funny.
Glenn?
Well, I don't know. I haven't done any research into that.
Yeah. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
There's two thumbs down. Zian, you're looking...
Not in this lifetime, Sonny.
Oh. Clint Eastwood. Thumbs down. All right. Am I the only person who believes that the word yellow rhymes with the phrase, my goat was killed by those damn neighbors? I hate those damn neighbors. I mean, what kind of a last name is Jalebi anyway?
Thumbs down on that.
Really?
Well, I mean... Yeah, I mean, it's clearly not true. Yellow doesn't rhyme with that.
Can I repeat it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to hear it again.
Am I the only person who believes that the word yellow rhymes with the phrase, my goat was killed by those damn neighbors? I hate those neighbors. I mean, what kind of a last name is Jalebi anyway?
I think it's wait. I give it a thumbs down, clearly. But
two thumbs down. Glenn's giving it a thumbs down. Zian?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I guess that's two thumbs down. Boy. All right. Here's one. I've heard people say there is more water on Earth than land. I don't buy that for a second.
Where's the proof?
Yeah. There's no pudding. Got a thumbs up from Glenn. I got a thumbs up. Ryan?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Zian? Looking through the sound. Is that a thumbs out? it's a thumbs up. All right. Apparently a gunshot is a thumbs up. All right. It is America, Glenn.
It's
America.
It's like one of those saluting guns up, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that. Okay. Here's one. Here's a popular one that people still talk. I get stopped on the street for this one. Am I the only person that thinks that the Beatles were in fact from the planet Nebulon and were just here to get all of our copper?
Thumbs down.
Glenn? Glenn's thinking. He's processing that one.
Is there any, like, information that led you to that conclusion?
No. Thumbs up. Alright, ready? Thumbs up from Glenn. Zian. That was a thumbs down gunshot.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Am I the only person that thinks that getting hit by a car would be worse than getting eaten by your own family?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Getting hit by a car would be worse.
Yeah.
Eaten alive?
No, it just says eaten.
By your family?
By your own family.
There's nothing. See, it's hard to even give a reaction. You know, it's just so it's so random. You know, like Ben. I remember when Ben posted these. Like, I get a phone call, and it's like, "Did you read my status updates?" And then he repeats them to me. You know, like, am I the only one who thinks that giving cocaine to the elderly is
entirely unacceptable?
Entirely unacceptable.
Sure, Ben, you know that the best possible result from, you know, reading a status update, someone enjoying it is.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
that's
a
good point.
What else can we say?
That's a good result, though.
But the worst possible result is just pure anger.
Am I the only person that has ever wanted to rent a man?
Well, that service exists, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So
but
apparently
I...
not. Apparently you're not the only person.
Okay.
I give it a thumbs down.
Yeah, Glenn? No. You just gave it a little wanking claw. Zian.
Boring.
All right. Oh.
Yeah, this has been like 20 minutes.
I got. Sometimes I wish my name was Alfred and I lived on an island called Light Pound with made-up creatures such as spangle-toothed tigers and grobs. But alas, I'm just a simple man on a train to work.
It's good.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
It's good.
You want to hear that one more time, Ryan?
No. I give it a thumbs down.
What? Zian?
There's...
What?
Awesome. Yeah, okay. I'm going to read that one more time. Sometimes I wish my name was Alfred, and I lived on an island called Light Pound, with made-up creatures such as spangle-toothed tigers and grobs. But alas, I'm just a simple man on a train to work.
It's poetry.
It's good. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder what would happen if all old people over the age of 70... were replaced by the color blue.
Me?
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Glenn? Thumbs up?
I don't understand how there's mixed reviews on these, you know? It's...
Thank you. See,
it's a type of, you've heard one, you've heard them all, but it's like, some of them are like, I don't like that one.
No,
I wish I could get a sound bite of Ryan's size. But I don't think the audience can actually hear this. After every time... Every status update that Ben reads, it's like the most, just like, it's like Ryan's life force is just being drained out of him.
Well, it's just, it's the waiting for the reaction, that's the thing. It's just like, totally random, and then it's like, huh, what do you think?
I'm gonna pick just three more here. I have about 30 more, but I'm only gonna pick three more. I like my coffee like I like my women, without a penis.
That's the most clever, I think, of all of them.
Thank you.
But I'm still going to give it a thumbs up.
Oh. But you gave one of them a thumbs up and...
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. All right. Thumbs down.
Okay, thumbs down. Glenn, thumbs up. See you. Thumbs up. All right. Here's one. Does anybody else think that if we had a cat as president, he would be assassinated within the first 2 years of his first term?
Me? Thumbs down?
Yeah. Glenn? Thumbs down. Zian? Thumbs up. And I'll pick one more. What could a last one be? I want to pick the right one. Here we go. Fun science fact. If you took out both your large and small intestines and stretched them end to end, you would die.
We're going to chop.
All right, I got it.
Yeah.
Glenn gets a thumbs up. Ryan?
I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
Thumbs down. See ya.
Boring. All
right. Thumbs up and a boring. Okay. And this week's number, of course, the last segment of the show, we'll do the number of the week. I am thinking of a number between 1 and 3 today. 1 and 3. Ryan, give it a guess.
3.
Glenn, guess.
3.
And Zian.
2.
Okay, very good. Next week, I will let you guys know what that number is. Glenn, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, thank you. It was a real privilege. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Enjoyed my time.
Yeah.
And look forward to hearing the next one.
Zian, you did a good job on the soundboard day. Thank you. We'll have you back next week. You've earned a return on the show. Ryan, you did all right, so.
Thank you.
Boring.
Yeah. All right, guys, thank you very much. We will see you all next week on episode 3 of 4 Months Left of Center. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.